This is The Daily Creative. February 10th, the Muse Myth. So in Greek mythology, the nine muses responsible for inspiration were the offspring of Zeus, king of the gods, and Nisimene, the goddess of memory. So creativity is the result of applying energy and power to memory. Very fitting. Right? This is for sure. In fact, the very definition of creating. When we make things, we apply concerted effort to connect memories, dots, in our minds and forge new patterns that solve problems. In his book, Daily Rituals, author Mason Curry described the work pattern of composer George Gershwin. He was dismissive of inspiration, saying if he wanted to wait for the muse, he would compose at most three songs a year. It was better to work every day. Like the pugilist, Gershwin said, the songwriter must always keep in training. Notice that nowhere in that description is the phrase, wait around for the muse to strike. The muse appears in the midst of the exertion of effort. In his advice to writers, Jack London once quipped, don't loaf and invite inspiration, light out after it with a club, and if you don't get it, you will nonetheless get something that looks remarkably like it. Set yourself a stent and see that you do that stent each day. You will have more words to your credit at the end of the year. Don't wait for the muse. You will discover her in the midst of your work. Here's today's question. What steady, regular stent do you need to dedicate yourself to so that you are making progress on your work?